But first, as you know, we are your coronavirus information station, so let's give you the latest update. We had a lot of breaking news yesterday surrounding the coronavirus, including the president holding a press conference from the press briefing room in the White House. It was only the second time that he had done any kind of press conference from there, where he appointed the vice president, John Pence, as the coronavirus czar.
Mike Pence.
Oh, sorry, Mike Pence. John Pence, where did I get that?
That's his brother.
The coronavirus czar. And I heard from the uniform czar yesterday, and he said, we'd like to welcome another czar to the czar family. So he was happy to have Mike Pence as the coronavirus czar.
He's the most beautiful czar.
We now have six confirmed cases here in the state of Texas. Worldwide, we're up to 82,526 confirmed coronavirus cases, 2,812 deaths, 33,000 successfully recovered. So we have roughly 50,000 in the throes of the virus that could go one way or the other. And by country, of course, China is number one with 78,000 of those 82,000 cases. So that's 4,000 other cases worldwide. South Korea is second, 1,700. Italy is now third, 470 total cases.
Third.
I don't know if you guys know this, but our brother at our sister station, Hawkeye at KSCS, he canceled his ski trip to Italy this weekend because of the coronavirus fears.
Mm.
And I was talking to him about it, and that's kind of a tough call because you've got 470 cases, 12 deaths in Italy. But there are a lot of people in Italy. There are a lot of tourists in Italy, especially during the winter going to the ski resorts, and so that boosts the country's population. Odds are you're not going to encounter anybody with the coronavirus. Would you cancel your vacation?
I think I might, to Italy or Japan, some place like that, or South Korea, yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably would, too.
I mean, it's definitely playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, like, I just watched an infographic of how quickly coronavirus is propagating.
Yeah.
And how it's so much faster than SARS and MERS and swine flu and Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely more, what do you call that? Virulent? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Contagious?
Yes, it's more contagious.
I saw a really interesting story on NBC News last night where one of their correspondents went to Singapore, where they are keeping under heavy security and surveillance the purest form of the coronavirus on Earth.
The most perfect form.
They have extracted this from patients,
mm-hmm.
and they keep it in this incredibly contained facility. So the reporter and the doctor that took him in there had to put on all this crazy hazmat uniform stuff.
This was in Atlanta they did this?
Singapore.
In Singapore. You know, I think Atlanta has some crazy stuff, too, under lock and key.
They had Ebola, I think.
Yeah.
Well, this Singapore is where they're keeping the pure form of the coronavirus. So they go in hazmat uniforms into this super secure chamber, and they go to another chamber within that chamber, and she pulls out the coronavirus and threatens him with
it. Okay, now why are they pulling that thing out? You should just be allowed to look at it through seven layers of glass or something.
Hazmat uniform.
She also pulled out, and I didn't think that they were dressed securely enough for this, one of the bats that they identified as Bat Zero.
The bat, the disease,
where the one that Babe Ruth hit his.
And it was going for $50,000 at auction, ha.com. And so, no, one of the actual bats, they've pinpointed it to this really crappy food market in China. Open air, animal market, food market, where they've got all these dead animals and some live animals, and people are coming to buy food, gross animal food.
Mm.
And, of course, there are no health regulations or anything like this. Well, they think that a couple of these bats went down and bit or ate dead animal as it was being carved up, a cat or a dog or something. I don't know what it was. But they think that the bats helped spread it. They think that some person then, once the bats were spreading it to the other animals, then cut it, got their blood on their fingers. This doctor said something interesting. It's extremely contagious, but it's not airborne, which made me wonder why everybody's wearing the masks. So you don't touch your mouth?
Wait, I thought it was.
I thought it was, too.
That's what I thought, and I think that's what the world thinks, but she said it's not airborne.
What does it take for a virus to go airborne?
I don't know.
I would figure all viruses are small enough that if they're contained in your sneeze, that's airborne, isn't it?
I'm just telling you what the doctor who handles the purest form of coronavirus said. And so she said that most likely this person then cut up some of this infected bad animal meat, got blood on their hands, they weren't wearing gloves, they touched their face or mouth or something, and that's how the virus got in their system, and then they spread it, whoever that patient zero was. But the bats are animal zero. And she pulled out a couple of the bats and was holding one right in front of Richard Engel, the NBC correspondent, and his neck was exposed. And I thought, can't that bat just fly up and vampire bite him, and then he's got corona?
Wait, the bat's not still alive.
Yes, this bat was alive.
Why are they keeping the bat alive?
Great question. I don't know.
They should have had that trial already.
But should have been put to death by now.
Yes.
Boy, it is scary, because I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, we were talking about, I think in China, like 2,000 cases of it, right? And now that it's up to 82,000, less than a month.
And you mocked this one.
No, I didn't.
You oversold swine flu.
I did not. No, I was very early saying I was very concerned about this.
Although you did make the Corona light joke, which was very funny.
I did make some jokes and Hong Kong flu-y and all that. Right. But yeah, it's frightening.
So the Trump press conference was also really interesting. I didn't seek coronavirus information yesterday. I just happened upon this, and it found me. I happened upon a station that was carrying the Trump press conference live, and it was very funny because he was talking about how great our country is at handling these diseases and whatnot. And he said, Johns Hopkins, you may not have heard of them, but they're a very highly regarded medical institution. They just came out with their rankings of the best countries to handle a pandemic. And he held up a piece of paper. Look at this. Look who's number one. And the United States was number one. And then he read some of the other countries. But he held the paper up as though that's proof.
Something that was printed out.
Something right that here. Was printed out. Just look at this if you want actual proof.
Johns Hopkins. Well, what is the... We may have never heard of him.
Yeah.
Everyone's heard of Johns Hopkins.
Right. Pretty much.
So that was very funny. And then he introduced Mike Pence, and Pence got up there and actually sounded a little more presidential than the president, but was very serious about it. And I guess we are in the best country to handle something like that. He is right about that.
That's right.
Because China has...
Most luxurious country to handle it.
China's handled it. You know, their cases have leveled off now, and they're starting to drop while they're increasing in these other countries. But China's handled it, so... That actually made me feel good about it. If it hits here, I think we can handle it.
Or can we? Because China is willing. Yes. China is willing to do things that are darn near suspending your human rights.
Like weld doors so you can't leave your house.
Right. They'll just come by and nail your door shut. And in America, you can't do that. People would then complain on Twitter.
Right. Like they've been, like the Americans on the Princess cruise boat have been complaining.
Right. Yes. We think that we have the right not to be treated as criminals at all times.
But on the printout that the president showed everybody, China wasn't in the top 10 of countries being able to handle it. And they handled it. So I think we can handle it.
Look at this official list. It's lovingly handwritten.
Somebody else brought this up. So in this country, we have anywhere from 12,000 to 61,000 deaths every year due to the flu. But we aren't freaking out about the flu as much as we are freaking out about coronavirus.
That's
is that
right.
Because the flu is what we deal with every year, so we're numb to it?
Yeah. This one's right. The new one on the block that gets all the pub. And from what I understand, I guess we don't really know the mortality rate because we're trying to get all the info out of China and some of these other countries. But that's the catch there too, right? That it could be more deadly. And for those who get it, a higher percentage could die.
Well, that I don't know. Just those numbers I had earlier, we've had 82,000 coronavirus cases and 2,800 deaths. So we kind of know the death rate.
Yeah, but I've heard some people say, are we getting the actual numbers out of China and,
right,
and Iran? You know, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we don't know. But if you're just going loosely on those numbers, now we still have 50,000 out there. We've had 33,000 officially recovered.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you would just add 33 and 2,800. So roughly 35,000 out of 35,000, let's say out of 36,000, 33,000 have recovered.
Mm-hmm.
So the percentage there is 6% die, somewhere in there, 8% die.
And that's higher than the flu. That's a higher percentage than the flu, right?
I think so.
Because you're talking about, I think we had that. I forgot the number.
Yeah, that would be higher.
26 million people have the flu this year. And
correct.
Yeah.
And they'll estimate about 20,000 will die. Yeah, so it would be a much higher percentage with the coronavirus. But bright side, 92% of the people with the coronavirus make it.
That's right.
That's a good way to look at it.
That's what I'm banking on.
That's the sunny side of life right there.
All right, that's your coronavirus update. Coming up next, your Leaning Tower of Dallas update. Now. All right, we haven't talked too much about when sports and COVID-19, the coronavirus, collide.
COVID-19.
But recently, IOC senior member Dick Pound, that's his name.
Yeah,
that's his
name.
That's
a big deal. I wouldn't question it.
Said that if the coronavirus got to be too bad this summer, that the Tokyo Olympic Games would be canceled and not postponed or rescheduled. So the default will be to just cancel the games.
Dang.
The Olympic Games have only been canceled three times, the modern Olympic Games, 1916 because of World War I, 1940 and 1944 because of World War II. So only World Wars have canceled an Olympiad. But they are now, as they say, taking care and making the proper preparations for the Tokyo Games to go on as planned. The CEO of the Tokyo Organizing Committee, Toshiro Muto, said, "Our basic thoughts are we will go ahead with the Olympics and the Paralympic Games as scheduled, but they are also watching the spread of COVID-19.
The coronavirus. We know what it is.
They're watching the spread because, of course, the epicenter is in Asia, in China, not too far from Tokyo.
Wow.
How crazy would that be to have the Olympic Games canceled?
That'd be awful, especially those athletes who've been preparing for, I was going to say 4 years, but a lifetime, some of them. And that's your chance, that's your shot, and you don't get to go because the game's being canceled. I guess I just always thought that, and maybe it's because our president said this, that it'd be gone by the end of the spring. Like it was the flu season. But I don't know. It doesn't sound like that is the case. Like it could still be around. Could be even a more major problem here in 3 months.
Yeah, they talked to this infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt, and he said it's possible that this virus, like other winter viruses, will abate once the spring comes. So everybody's crossing their fingers, hoping that that's the case. Isn't that weird to think that something like this could just kind of start to disappear when the warm weather shows up?
Yeah, but I guess it's like the flu season.
He does go on to say, though, this is different. It's not like the flu in that this is a rogue virus and we don't really know what it will do. We don't really know how it spreads. We don't really know how long you're contagious. And that's another thing when we start talking about coronavirus and sports colliding. So I saw a story yesterday where, for example, if somebody here at the ticket tested positive for coronavirus, everybody here at the ticket, every single employee, probably at all seven stations in the Cumulus Empire, would have to go into a 14-day quarantine.
Yeah.
What would we do? Would we just run network programming for 14 days on all seven of our stations?
I guess they could drop a microphone into wherever we were being held.
Live quarantine mic?
Quarantine broadcasting. That'd be pretty awesome.
I guess you could do that. So then let's take this one more step. Let's say that somebody tests positive for coronavirus and they had gone to a Mavericks game 2 days earlier.
Oh my gosh.
Do all 19,000 in the arena, including the players, do they have to go into a 14-day quarantine?
No. It's a violation of their rights.
No, you got to find all 20,000 that were there.
Wouldn't that be crazy? The Mavericks have had to either forfeit or reschedule their next 2 weeks' worth of games because they're all in coronavirus lockdown.
Get to hang out with the Mavericks for 14 days. Rick Carlisle.
Oh, that'd be great.
Sure, Carlisle would love that.
I'd have lots of questions for Carlisle.
And where would you quarantine 20,000 people?
At the arena.
At the arena, yeah.
Where are they going to
sleep? Close the doors.
By the concession stands.
That'd be like the Superdome during Katrina.
Yeah.
The bathrooms would overflow.
I think that was a Superdome issue only. I don't think that the American Airlines Center would have overflowing bathrooms.
Did you see that organizers of the Tokyo Marathon announced this week that they have canceled the race except for the elite runners? The race is going to happen this weekend. 38,000 runners signed up, and they said forget it because of coronavirus fear. They're only allowing the 100 or so elite runners to run their race.
If you're an elite runner, you feel wild about going there?
Yeah, I think
you can outrun the virus.
Yeah. And I think they're okay with it. And a lot of the elite runners, like talking about the Olympic athletes, they've trained their entire life for this. It's a big money payoff. They're probably willing to leave their third world country to go risk getting coronavirus in exchange for whatever they're going to make, 50 grand, 100 grand to win it.
Man. And that's why, you guys laughed at me yesterday about the airport. The airport doesn't worry you about going there and there's people coming here from all over, an international airport.
That's not why we laughed at you. It wasn't the airport. It was because you said that the plane that was going down, that was taking you to Mexico, had just come from Wuhan, China.
Well, I gave that as an example. My basic thing is flying anywhere and going to an airport, an international airport. And that is how... Isn't that maybe the lead way how global we are and how this can be globally spread?
Yes. Airports. I think you're right about that. And you're right in that it's a lot of people in close quarters. But like, I wouldn't think twice about going to Love Field or DFW right now. That wouldn't bother me at all. Now, if I see a news story that they apprehended, I don't even know if that's the term, two people that just got off a plane from China at DFW and they didn't pass the little fever test, right, then I'd be a little worried about going. But right now, it seems like it's as safe as any other place.
But even back when we went to the Super Bowl, there were people flying wearing masks. And that's even increased now. I saw a film yesterday where there were people wearing masks. I don't know if it was 90%, but it looked like a lot more than when we flew a couple of weeks ago to the Super Bowl. And they say, by the way, it does you no good if you don't have the virus. That wearing a mask will do you no good.
Yeah, see, that's like what I talked about at 5:35. I heard yesterday a coronavirus expert saying it's not an airborne virus. That's not how it's transmitted.
Yeah.
So why is everybody wearing the mask?
I don't know.
Because I read a little more about that, and they say that it's spread through droplets and surfaces.
Okay, wow. So you put your hands on something.
Any other tablets or just the surfaces?
Just the surfaces, yes. That's why Microsoft stock is going down.
All right, 9:47 on the ticket. We'll say hey to Norm and